Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case today considering who can claim bankruptcy protection from civil lawsuits. But it centres around the opioid crisis and Purdue Pharma, which marketed the highly addictive prescription painkiller OxyContin. Purdue agreed to a settlement of current lawsuits and claimed bankruptcy, which offers immunity from future lawsuits. The family behind the company, the wealthy Sackler family, did not declare bankruptcy, but they're asking for the same discharge, protection from future lawsuits. And the Justice Department cried foul.
And Justice Elena Kagan had this to say about the department's suit in court today.
I thought that one of the government's stronger arguments is this idea that there's a fundamental bargain in bankruptcy law, which is you get a discharge when you put all your assets on the table to be divided up among your creditors. And I think everybody thinks that the Sacklers didn't come anywhere close to doing that.
Many scholars agree a decision in favor of the Sacklers, letting them claim bankruptcy protection without going through bankruptcy, will change bankruptcy law in this country. It will also impact, as we hear, some of the victims. Aneri Patani is senior correspondent with KFF Health News. She's been speaking with people outside the court today. Welcome, and just describe, you know, are there a lot of people there? And what are you hearing? We understand some victims, you know, people whose children have died of opioid overdoses, are divided on what should happen here.
Yeah, so at the Supreme Court this morning, there were dozens of people, mostly parents who have lost their children to overdoses, gathered outside with their, you know, posters, a lot with pictures of their children, banners that, you know, they were asking the court to strike down this deal.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the victims feel that they want accountability from the Sacklers, you know, and ultimately they feel like this is a trade-off between money or accountability. They could get the money from the Sackler family, but then the family is released from any future lawsuits. And they, at least the folks who are outside protesting today, felt that's not a fair trade-off. The Sacklers marketed their product OxyContin as less addictive when they knew it wasn't. They continued doing so even when it was clear it was causing harm. And people want justice for that. They want the family held accountable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very painful divide. Even the victims, I mean, doesn't sound as if anyone is a fan of the Sackler family. The trial leading up to this showed their craven disregard for the effects of the opioids. But some people want to keep the settlement as is to get payment. They've been waiting for so long. But others, as you say, want the Sacklers to, you know, be held accountable. Justice Brett Kavanaugh was skeptical today of the government's call to scuttle the current settlement. Let's listen.
You're implying or even saying, oh, if you just can't reject this plan, there's going to be more money available down the road from the Sacklers. And I don't think you're accounting for the uncertainty of liability, first of all.
Well, and that goes a little bit to what you were saying, that there is concern of, well, if we don't have this, what do we have?
Yeah, I think what you heard from Justice Kavanaugh is echoed by many others in the victim community, where there is this divide, you know, the folks who want accountability, which I spoke about, but also this other group that says it took years to negotiate this deal. It took years to get the Sackler family to agree to pay $6 billion that'll go to individual victim families, as well as state and local governments to address the addiction crisis. And if this deal does not go through, then no money is on the table. There are no guarantees. Everyone goes back to the drawing board. There are either individual lawsuits that have to move forward. Victims could get nothing. States could get nothing. Or if they do get something, it could take much, much longer to come through. So it's sort of that uncertainty that is pushing some folks to say, we need money now for treatment. We need money for funeral expenses. It's a really difficult choice.
Well, and some bankruptcy experts are saying, you know, yes, maybe you'll have fewer claimants if the settlement is upheld and the Sacklers have a right to be protected from future lawsuits. But on the other hand, wealthy families like the Sacklers might be encouraged to put more money in the settlement pot up front. It's just very, very painful. But it is understood that this will have implications for other, you know, corporate settlements and the idea of what corporate bankruptcy means.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is a concern about what precedent is being sent. set. And if the court approves this bankruptcy deal, I know some of the folks who are outside protesting the Supreme Court today said they worry that basically sets out a roadmap for other wealthy individuals, business owners, to escape liability by using the bankruptcy system.
Yeah. Aneri Patani, senior correspondent with KFF Health News, thank you so much.
Thank you.